在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The percentage of teens who smoked cigarettes dropped to 28% in 2003, according to a report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That was down from 36% in 1999, as measured by the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It's a triumph for many people across the nation who worked tirelessly to reverse the climb in teen smoking rates during the 1990s. An equal accomplishment may be the discovery of what works to influence teens' motivation and behavior. Success has come in communities with a comprehensive program to fight tobacco use by teens. The best school health classes won't have much effect on teens who already smoke. Many of them need professional help before they can quit. Another interesting finding is that nearly all first use of tobacco occurs before high school graduation. So, if adolescents don't start smoking by age 18, odds are they never will. For those who do experiment with cigarettes, new research shows teens can get hooked on nicotine more quickly than adults and by extremely low levels of tobacco. Now the bad news. While the teen smoking rate is down to 28%, more than one in four teenagers still smoke. Public health leaders and parents are not ready to abandon a quarter of today's young people to the damaging effects of tobacco. Obviously, it is still too early to celebrate a complete victory. There is still much room for improvement. What percentage did the teen smoking rate drop by? What happened in the 1990s, according to the speaker? What is especially useful for reducing teen smoking, according to the speaker? What is the bad news mentioned in the passage? What is the main idea of the passage?